Simon Tov Samachay Sif Gimel. So this over here was the lochas of Mursin and Pesach. They used to use this bran, so besides for feeding it to the animals, they would also use it. Apparently it would give a sheen to items, etc. Sim Shif Shifu Mursin Ba'avas Loch Mimai. So you have an avos, you have a goose, which is wet, and they would rub on this Mursin. So we say that it'll absorb inside the chametz which goes inside, even though it'll go inside, even though it's cold, it's still gonna be awesome. When it comes to chametz, which this is a mashahu, we say that the chances are some chametz got absorbed. Some mashu of chametz is still in there. The zoyer shall have heva oifes bekashin. When they would, I think it was the. The flicking process, the
burn off the feathers,
take off the feathers.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't use straw, because sometimes in mixed in the straw, there's a kernel of wheat which fell in there. Shemiyu sham chitin adogan mechumatz, and that it's been sitting in the straw, and the straw is wet. Now it's chametz. It's in tam ba'ofes b'shas ahivu. When you're doing it, it could possibly give flavor into the bird. So it's not a good idea to use that for fuel. Ba'avas lach, so the mission verse of Katan Ches. B'tur isa shashora amursa b'tchila b'tmaim. The case of the Torah discusses is that they soak the mursa in water first. Since mamash chashash chametz. Ba'machaber nokadina filo b'mursa n'yavesh, even if it wasn't soaked beforehand. And the item is dry. Raksha avos lachim mayim, but the problem is the bird had water on it. A revus tefei, that's a bigger chiddush. That's still a problem. As a matter of fact, the Shartzion brings in Sivkat and Vav that the Ayazuta asks on the mechaber mehechatesi taka. In other words, the tourist case, I understand you're dealing with something which there's a direct chashash of chometz, but in the case of the Shulchan Aruch, where the mursin was dry, you're rubbing it on. That who said that's true? Even so, well, that's the chiddush of the mechaber. Shafilu b'mat back in the mishabura. Shafilu b'mat lechus sheyesh ala oifet. Even that little minimal amount of liquid which is on the bird, gam ken machmet some mursin, can make the mursin the bran. Become chametz. V'os her avos fill yadichu lo yadichu acharkach b'mayim rak b'may peris. So now, the problem with all of these things is how do you wash it off? You wash it off with water. Well, that's not a smart idea to wash it off with water because that itself will potentially cause it to become chametz. Especially once there's other liquids there. Other liquids have a lochot like may peris. And when you have water, they may pair together to make machmets more quickly. So you don't want to take this bird, which has this mursin on it, has some of the liquid from the bird, and wash it up with water. And maybe you didn't get the one piece you didn't get off. That one piece you didn't get off is not going to become chametz. So we don't want that. So Terry says the solution is you use apple juice to wash it off. You use may pairs to wash it off, right? So. We'll make a new recipe out of it, right? So you'll use may papers to wash it off. Even so, it's still going to be a problem because there's some water on it. Sheyesh mishomer, but the avos is also to cotton test. And then sheyesh bo ba'oro nikve nikve. There are little holes where the feathers are in the skin of a bird. Renisha shom hamursin. See, so the little pieces of mursin can get stuck inside the holes. So he's rubbing it off and washing it off would not be sufficient. We're afraid that something's going to get stuck in there. It gets theoretically taking off all of the skin would do it. But I think that I'm not sure why he doesn't present that option as being an option. Well, you know, I imagine it's not so easy to get all of the skin off before the bird is cooked. And you don't want to cook it first, because that's for sure not going to be a smart idea. The issue of the fact that the skin has holes doesn't make the bird osir. Either because the meat was at that point in time hot, or upon him mavushal oitzli. The Mora says halacha is passing to Shulchan Aruch that once it's been cooked, or even if it's been roasted, over there it softens the item. The rakiki, it softens it. Cooked meat is a totally different texture and consistency than the original the muscle before it's been cooked. Benichas b'omek, and that absorbs it in. So that's by other yisur. Hachal yin chometz, the yisur b'mashu chashin l'fil b'cha, even if it's still raw. Shnishu mashu chometz teicha nekavim sheyesh b'avas. Maybe there's a little bit left in one of the holes. Because the chorinim, the fili im yirtzah l'hafshit ha'or kula ma'amena, even if you take off all the skin, it's still osur. But once it goes through the skin, sometimes it goes, it absorbs into the meat. If you look at the Sharetzin in Sukkot and Zion, it's about a line into the Zion, at the end of the line. Because of your Rav, the position of worse than Avos Yavesh, in a case where both would be dry, the problem is sometimes you put water in afterwards to wash it off. Mahani miyavshad or kadam hadach. So over there, if you remove the skin before you wash it, then you're okay. The Yavesh lo nichas rak ba'or melamala, but lo bebasa ba'imik, mahani hefshit. If it's already wet, so it starts absorbing in, you don't know, it's sitting in the liquid, it'll eventually absorb it. Masha'in kain, if it is dry, you're not worried about that. So it's common because it's b'mashu. You're not b'shum b'mashu. Because of b'chrenim, the kivan the ikaratam is shum.
What are you putting the morsan on in the first place for?
Why?
Yeah,
I see that it gives like a when you cook it afterwards, it gives like a nice shine to it.
But if you take off the skin, you're not going to see much of the shine. If it's going to make the skin shine,
correct.
You take off the skin, what's the purpose in it?
You're an ergonomy, but the point is that now that he did it wrong, for
Pesach,
he can save the bird.
Oh, you want to save the bird. Okay.
You want to save the bird. So, Shubach b'mashu yiralav. The kosach redim, the came in the ikaratam yishum d'ashitzur b'mashu. The whole problem is because chometz is b'mashu. Can bear Pesach m'sheh shos l'malo ara Pesach t'shur oz b'shishim. Er Pesach, the shear is still shishim. Yishahatar avas b'shiv shuv hadocha heita b'mayim. So you can rub it off and get everything off. But tonight shear chlenu kadam Pesach, but you can't eat it on Pesach. So you have to. That would be your Er Pesach meal. The Shema Yishur Mashu be'en b'chayzer b'nei b'Pesach. Because if any amount, if you didn't do that. And there's some which they're talking was some chametz there. It's chazer b'neir. So just to believe, we don't say chazer b'neir. But if there's any chametz that's be'en, we say chazer b'neir. So it's a little mashu of chametz particle. If there's just flavor, we don't say chazer b'neir. But if there's an actual particle, so maybe there's a piece which is be'en. So that's going to be a problem.
If it's be'en, what do you need the chazer b'neir for? I mean, it's eating chametz
ben.
Why does he have to add something to that?
Well, it was before Pesach, it was Balta Mashishim. That
okay, that I know, but I'm saying now it's Pesach already, and he still has a piece of chametz there, right? So he's saying chazer aneir. Why is he saying chazer aneir for? I mean, chazer aneir is more of a nice and top sort of thing. But if you have chametz be'en, and chametz is not bottled, so then you don't need more than that.
Now the shaila is, if you have a situation of chametz is bottled before Pesach, so do you say that it comes on Pesach, so the Ramah bar Machlok is before, that do you say that the bittul before Pesach allows it to remain mutter once Pesach? On Pesach, if it's this Arab on Pesach, the shears were mashu. This Arab before Pesach was bottled. Now it comes Pesach, what happens then? Do you say, once it's bottled, it's bottled? Do you say it's chazer b'ner? Whatever bittul was before, it becomes, is irrelevant now, and it becomes, kido the chametz ban, it becomes...
I was confused with you said bittul. I thought it was like doing revival of the chametz. You're not talking about that. You're talking about the
bittul shishim, right?
So you're saying that at this point it's not considered chametz anymore,
right? So we pask in the that on b'liyus you don't say chazer b'ner, on lach b'lach you don't say chazer b'ner, and yavash you say chazer b'ner. So if it's a mashu b'ends, that's a case of that's a yavish but yavish in the sense that there's a mashu of this and there's salads. So there's the chametz and there's the bird.
Right.
That's like a case of yavish but yavish.
Uh-huh, I understand. Thank you.
So some say it's mutri some say al kaponim. If you could even take a Pesach, but more can have some merubah. Yes, this whole thing is just a possibility. If they did the shifshah before Pesach, the Shastim points it out that the case is not my case where they did the shifshah of Erev Pesach, and they cooked it Erev Pesach, and then on Pesach you won't eat it. So we say that the chashash, maybe there's a mashu be, and never have to worry about. That's the case of where you did the shifshah and the hadocha before Pesach. In case you want to do that on Pesach, even the Shulchan Aruch Rav agrees that the Graz agrees that case is going to be awesome. That's a Shartzi and points out in Sukkot and Yud. The point is, if you wash beforehand, we'll get rid of any tam. Say it again. Get rid of any be'an and only remain with tam. In all probability, that's all we have left is tam. So tam is bottled. There's no dinner chazir in there. But only airs, he did. He only airs wash on a Pesach already. Then the tam. Now it's generating tam. That's it. And we're sechumra Pesach. We're maybe there's a mash of chametz to leban. So that's the only mash in case you did it before Pesach to eat it on Pesach. Okay, came the Ramos said that you shouldn't use straw to mehavev the birds. So maybe there's a chitim of the dog and chametz pirish shenafol of ma'ayim lachar shenitlish. We're worried about maybe that the kernels got wet after they've been detached from the ground. When it's chametz, it calls mount, they're attached to the ground. So that before it doesn't become chametz when it gets wet. Otherwise, there's no thing as matzah.
Never have matzah.
Right? Every grain of wheat rained that at one point in time. Right? The only thing which we saw then was that in a case where it's still attached to the ground, but it stops growing totally. It's no longer growing at all. Then the Rashid is holding it could become chametz when it's on the ground, attached to the ground still. So that's why the way we make shmur matzah is it's cut a little before it's fully grown. We shouldn't get that situation. So as long as it's still growing, the water that doesn't create chemo, it's just the water, the plant absorbs the water and uses it for its growth process. Once it stops growing, so the Rashid is holding it could become chametz even though it's mechubar. It's fully grown, so it's no difference in attached to the stalk, not attached to the stalk, it can become chametz. So we cut it down a little before, you know, they estimate when will be the full growth of the grain, and they cut a little before that. I'm not getting near that question. But he's over here stressing the case was that it got wet afterwards.
Well, so basically if let's say it rained, they can't cut it right after the rain?
That's right.
So they have to wait till it dries, like the, that. That the before they cut
right.
it. Because if you cut it and it's still wet,
right.
it's
yeah. Then you're real trouble.
You're in real trouble.
Right. Hmm. But generally, I think a lot of the wheat which we use in America is grown in Arizona. So I imagine the there's not so much rain.
They irrigated.
So when you know when it's time.
There's no Charlotte irrigation if it's soaking in there. I remember last year in the Yiddish papers, there was all kinds of surim and declarations that Arizona wheat.
They asked last year, the problem with Arizona wheat was the following. I didn't look into the whole details of it. The issue was the following. They found that the soil over there has a tremendous amount of sodium chloride of salt in the soil. So there was actually a salty flavor in the kernels. So we said before, we're cautious that mellow. So do we say that that's considered a problem, the fact that it has the flavor of the salt, that it's indicative of the salt in there?
Mm-hmm.
That we get this chumrah of the din of not putting melech in the dough, mm-hmm. or not. That was the machlokes.
Mm-hmm.
So Arizona wheat, apparently, the because it's so dry, so whatever, you know, whatever things are in the ground, eventually they become more pronounced, the different nutrients which are there.
Mm,
okay. So I can't tell you that I noticed a salty flavor in the matzahs, but apparently the experts were saying
you need to know which matzahs they used that week.
Right, so I don't know. So I didn't think Sarmel used it right. I think that was the mice.
Yeah, it was like dozens of pages write ups. I remember why you can't use it.
Sarmel used it. And there was a big thing against it.
Yeah, yeah.
And Sarmel wrote back a whole thing about it.
Yeah, it was a whole big thing.
That was the The main point of the issue was that issue, whether that was, you know, kosher or not. The mile of using Arizona wheat is you know that you're getting dry wheat.
But Sarma was using it.
Sarma was using that was the field they were using. But then this question came up and became a...
Which Sarma?
No, it's usually it's the other way around. They say other people are not doing the right thing. It doesn't usually go that direction. It's kind of interesting. Sorry, I missed the publication.
We can find it for you if you want.
It's in the read.
Yeah,
I'm sure. If there was a kernel of wheat, was that why? So maybe it was chametz. Furthermore, I feel you did it. Shahayim mechumatzim. If we know that it was chametz, nami ain lesser kimer shenit negehoev. A dog. There's no direct contact between the wheat and the bird. Shematzik is a oif milamala. Bahalav, oil milamata. There's a flame below and there's the bird above. So there's no direct contact between the two. Okay. So that's the ikradin. So I guess in the Bidi Evids, with all this will be mut. I know exactly what this means. But I don't. I guess it means they found
an empty kernel in something that was heavily in a tapsh that was soft because it was cooked a lot, isn't it?
Right. So I'm not sure exactly what the hechatimsa is. So we don't think we're the neighbor.
Either it cooked together, that it was at one point full and it cooked together in the pot,
or the kernel
came in. The kernel was empty when it started.
Right. So I imagine that's what
I don't know why you're not chayshish. That why I can't tell you, but because it doesn't make sense. I don't know why you wouldn't be chayshish. That it was full and it cooked out and it was in there. That I don't understand. But the words are pretty clear.
So I'm not sure if shibolus means the stalk.
It's a kernel.
It means the kernel. So I'm not sure how to understand that halacha.
Yeah.
Okay. Tough sum of all.
Maybe because the whole thing is you're saying it's not bottled, but it is here is a shadow if it was even there in the first place, maybe.
I mean, the Shaila, I guess since it's a Bidi Yavr, I mean, it's the same case as over here. In the Bidi Yavr, we say we're not Masik Arayas, that there was something there. We have Hechtes, there was something there. But, in the Chachila, for sure, you have the din over here, but we're Chashas, that maybe there's a kernel of wheat somewhere stuck in the stalks. This would be better. This would be more of a reason to be chashish.
Mm-hmm. It was in the food,
right? It was in the food, and there was this shell, this husk, whatever it is.
Yeah, it came. You know,
the problem is, my problem is, we said before that we're chashish. He says the klipa shel akash hagarger munach bay shekaron sprayer enamachmas the. There's three layers. There is the mursan, which is there's the subin and there's the mursan. Right, the subin is like the outer husk.
Right,
and the mursan is like the bran.
The bran.
It says besides there's something called a klipa shalakash shagarga murnachpa. It was like there's this outer layer which wasn't grain at all, which just held it. So that's not machmas. So they call that over here clean.
That's actually, if you take out the kernel, it's actually straw. That's straw. When you take it out.
Right. So that
has no.
But I don't know what this is though. Like, it's not the subin. It's not the mersin. It's not the klipa. So I don't know what it is. I don't really know what the thing of kernel of wheat really looks like.
Oh.
So. It's like me and Brock Bear with the curcum on, you know? So my son Brock Bear, somebody came to him with the Shiloh, he says, the head of a curcum, but him, the curcum was a head, you know, he also from Lomnus, from Gomorrah, you know, yeah. Wasn't the mice, you know, the curcum is the stomach of the chicken, you know? The head of a curcum, you know? For him, it was a head of a curcum. For us,
well, like the brain is like a shell around the ultimate wheat. Now, if you want,
but bran becomes chametz,
right? So this is that's true.
Saying bran becomes chametz, and it says even the suban also can become chametz. Yeah. So klipa on top of the suban can become chametz. So I don't know what this is.
Yeah, you're
right. So that means it just means a piece of straw. Maybe you have to question. Maybe there's a piece of kernel wheat with the straw. I'm not looking at the questions. Okay, that doesn't sound like that. It doesn't reconnaissance. As it means without it, there was no wheat. There's just a piece of straw. Okay. Other types of liquids which the body produces, do they create chimutz? Okay, this is the Mishnah Psachim. Because a person can't, apparently the common thing was they would chew up kernels, and they create like a paste between this semi-chewed kernel and the person's saliva. You create like a paste, and the person will put on a makah. That helped relieve the makah. So you can't do that on Pesach. Person's saliva is yes machmitz. It's not considered like my parents.
It's machmitz even if it's in your mouth?
Because
then how do you not eat gabrocks? Because you're eating it, right? It's in your mouth. You're chewing it before you eat it. I always thought that rope is not machmas. I didn't realize it was considered that the halacha is machmas. Unless it has to be outside, you have to spit it out first.
I don't see why it should make a difference. Probably just chew it up quickly and swallow right away.
How quickly? I mean, but ultimately it's getting wet.
Yeah, but you know, it's time before it becomes chametz. So it's a little bit of time. So you have to be asking people who are makban gibrocks. I'm not makban gibrocks.
Yeah, but some people are. So I'm saying, I mean, how does that work? Did we pass in that way? Everyone passes that way.
The rock is makban.
Yeah,
it's a gemara.
Oh.
It's hard to get around the gemara.
Oh, so okay. So maybe.
If you also pass in, then you could eat matzah. Yeah.
Okay. No. I'm not getting involved in the inner feuds over here with the Chassidish Eden over here. Aleph. Some Rishal Yedei Leisa Befiv, because when you chew it, Misarban Haruchit and Berek, the kernels of wheat get mixed with the saliva. Yachmitzu Keshiyishol Gabe Maka Beshir Mil, and the person puts it on the maka. It sits there for the time it takes to walk a mill. It'll become chametz. We have our land by your rabbi, by your motzei. Take a look at the shartzin and aleph. So he stresses the problem is because it'll become chametz when you put it on the maka. Well, what up beforehand? We have a rule that close when you bring oisik with something, it doesn't become chametz. As long as you're chewing, it can't be machmetz. He's busy with it. So even inside the person's mouth, if you have something just letting it sit there in his mouth, it'd be a problem. And that's not the case of a kernel. Do you want to extrapolate there from the Brooks? I don't know. Okay, so we're worried about this problem. Yeah, and there'll be everybody Motzeh. So Shartzin also says in Sivkat and Beis, it's also the case of Lisa where there's a lot of reik. I mean, in the Shicha Ba'alma, Shanoshet, Gargar, Bashinov, and about the Mizela Techimuts, Lo'elam. Just a little bite, that little minimal amount of reik, that minimal amount of water which is in the reik is not going to create. It's not going to make it chometz. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah Vayter. So you probably buy matzah. But feel lost and menichah lagabi makosoi cut in Pesach. You know this took place before Pesach. Still, sarach lasiran shlegia shoshishi is bare Pesach. You have to take it off when it comes as manisur, because it probably is chometz. Alam ken kvar nisrucha achenipsalom mechilas kelim. The only thing is, we had something which was originally edible by a human being, and then eventually it deteriorated to the point that the human animal would turn up his, a dog would turn up his nose on it, at it. So that's not chometz. Which is barba simon tafan base. So that type of, if that's where the poultice, he made a poultice out of it. If that's where it's at, then it's mama's like me, is that animal wouldn't touch it, so then it's not a problem. Now the Mishnah Berurah said the problem is by Rabbi Motzeh. Didn't say the problem is being the henna from chometz. It's a chur he should have. Different question. So people are makaring a brook, so they have to the car that this one they'd have to do. They'd have to clean out their teeth though, right after the meal, right after the chometz, because then it's just sitting in your mouth without asik, and then it could come chometz. The person they right away should have to clean out their teeth. I don't know. I guess that the real frumis probably do that. So the Mishnah Berurah kasa poiskim. The whole problem is by your Motzeh is it's only a Jewish chitim. Our chitim shall goy if it belonged to a non-Jew, the chitim. Shall also hagoy the goy made a chometz. Michel and Yisrael are nichol gavi makos. Then he gave it to the Jew to use it for his plaster on his makdim. The Pesach. Yisrael is not responsible for the item, so it belongs to the goy. So there's a bayir by matzah. The ritiyah shalakim and over bayir by matzah. So Mishnah Berurah is going to ask the question: the chur, what about this or not? Before he gets to the man, the goy chitim. Oh, he's all hagdos lo chitim mishaloi. You lost saying hagoy. So now I can take it a step further and I can say, I can be marked my chitim to him. It's not chitim, it's not chometz. Give it to the goy. And the goy cannot take it and make it into this plaster. Should be Kabi Yisrael, I'm going to borrow it from the goy. Okay. Obviously, chametz also b'hano. Fill chametz shalakim. Even a goy's chametz is also b'hano. Fill leibos even tafem gimel. So we're saying the only problem is the bayir b'motzei. So they belong to the goy. Is the bayir b'motzei? Is this b'hano? Shani ochel shum in the hena mitchametzeh. It's shalak kederach hanosu. Ben by yisrach medir b'sefer. So the Mora says m'sochim. With some exceptions, most Isurim are only also the person gets the benefit out of it in the normal way that a person would use it. So making a Ritiya, it's not the average normal usage for it. So it's not called the Henadar Kedar Chanos, the Midrash right system. Elawat, Rakh and the Reserve, it's only a system of Midrash Rabbonim. Mokam Chali. So once it's Isur Rabbanan, because I weren't Geizer, there's a situation of illness. But if you have another option, you could soak it in May Paris, so why should you use Roik, which can be Machmas, you could use May Paris instead. Okay. Bays. Obviously, there wasn't, but there's no life-threatening illness over here. Sheesh b'sakana. Motar v'mokam sheesh lab v'bayirav. The potential danger to life overrides this v'bayirav v'yamotzei, the person. Therefore, as long as there's a possibility this would work, and there's no other easy option of heter through heter, so we'll be makel. Feel like he'll be shtia. Kamora shall come. It's not me. What the refuasi? Give me yeshivas to go to the person. Is talking about somebody whose his life is in danger. Whatever that they feel they need, but with drinking chametz, eating chametz. It doesn't make a difference. It's all mud. Now, there's a Prichodesh, which he quotes in Hay. So, Mr. Burr said, if you have an option of using soaking in May Paris, you should do that. Why is that? The Prichodesh Megama Mikra, the whole halacha bothers him. That Mechaber said you can't do it because it's machmitz, and this is Rabbi Yamotze. The Yisrael wrote to Bekuma Shal Gochom is the case over here where it belonged to the Goy. Okay, he says the case of the Goy lends you to you its mutter. Because no is the Bayer Rabbi Motze, and Hano is Shlok Derech Hano. So, right? So the Prichodesh has a problem with his din. That's what if it belongs to the Goy, and Yisrael is borrowing it. Although Yisrael writes the Bekumah Shal Pachametz. So he has two problems. Number one is he's writes the Bekumah. We'll get to that in a second. We got Yisrael Hano, Shlok Derech Hano, Kam Hano, Shlok Derech Hano, he raises the if you have another option, so you can't. So then this is also the chachila. That's the second point. Okay, welcome sheyapshu the valley circle ladder there. If you have an option, you have to go to the case of heter. But his first problem is the ritz of kuma. We had this the ritz of kuma before. So Kuma is a case where the guy belongs to the chametz, and the guy destroys everything like that, etc. But the Yisrael has a vested interest in this item being maintained. He's written to Kuma, he wants it to exist. The example which the place I'm talking about is with the Rebbe. The Rebbe gave him a challah from Yudei's challahs. So besides, he should get rid of that Rebbe's Yudei's challah. So it comes Pesach, so he puts it in the freezer, you know. Every Shabbos he pulls it out, puts it in the freezer. Came Pesach, he says, what's the Zion? He says, no problem. He sells to a Goy. And now, after Pesach, you buy back from the goy. So first of all, there's a shaila. Once the goy owns it, does it take away whatever effectiveness and efficacy of the Jew-based chalos on the rabbi, but maybe get lost when you sell to the goy? That's what they saw Taina, possibly. The Rechaim, I think, actually said that. The guy wanted to keep it. The Rechaim says, if it's a telephone, you sell to the goy, it always has the mile from being a rabbi's chal. Now it's a goy's chal, it's a shrine from the goy. But so besides that, there's a Musa called you Bretzvik. You don't want the goy to eat it, you don't want the goy to sell it, you don't want the goy to throw it out. He sold him, but you want it to be maintained. So it's called Bretzvik. Another example I gave you was the case of the bakery. So bakery has 10,000 pounds of flour, and it's Erev Pesach. He says, okay, no problem, he sells it to the goy. So and the guy says, you know what, listen, you made a price, $100,000, here's $100,000. The baker says, I'm not asking. So I'm paying you. He says, because I could take $100,000 worth of flour and make $500,000 worth of the person paying the trees. So I don't want you to use it, to get rid of it. I want it to build to exist. And when pays the pays, I can have it back. That's right, it's a human. Retzvikyuma is a very it's a Retzvikyuma which you had before. So it's big much on this, and the price can find the case is mutter, or whether it is mutter. Okay, we'll hold it over here.